Hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So that would be a yes. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Two? All right. What is your age?
53.
53. All right, perfect. How do you describe your gender?
Male.
Male? All right. How do you describe your race?
A white guy.
All right. What grades are your children currently in?
11th and 10th.
11th and 10th, all right. So which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? Would you say like a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic?
Parochial or Catholic school.
Parochial Catholic school, all right. So you mentioned you had a child in 10th grade. So the following several questions will be about this child's school. Which of the following best describes a school where your 10th grade child is enrolled this year? Would that be like a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school?
Parochial or Catholic. They're both in a parochial or Catholic.
They're both in a parochial. All right. So when it comes to your 10th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
About what?
When it comes to your 10th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you're, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned?
I'm not concerned. He's doing well.
All right. So would that be, like, not at all concerned then?
Yes.
All right. So the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child's reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Has your 10th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you on how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes.
What kinds of activities or supports did your 10th grade child's pediatrician recommend? And you can, like, kind of select all that apply. So the list kind of goes as reading with your child, talking with your child, oral story time, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, singing songs.
Yes, 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 all of those.
Oh, all the
I
ones
read
I
to my kids
you?
All the time, and I read with them, yes.
All right. What about, like, reciting songs or reciting nursery rhymes or introducing vocabulary?
Not at 10th grade.
All right. No worries. So what information do you use to understand your 10th grade child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say, like, information from my child's teacher, parent-teacher conferences, grades/report cards, conversations with my child, literacy?
Grades/report cards.
All right. And so just that one?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 10th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
Yes.
All right, so would you say you somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
What do you mean?
So do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Then, the one I just read you, the one that says, I have received feedback about my 10th grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right.
I get regular updates.
All right. Does your 10th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? And would you say there's, like, access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges may be, resources to use at home to help practice reading, a small group instruction, or something else?
Yes, all of the above.
All of the above? All right. All right, all of the above. Perfect. So have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 10th grade child's reading progress? For example,
no.
Like hired a tutor, nothing, no?
No, yeah,
all right.
No.
All right. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? So the first one is phonics. Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar,
very.
Or not at all familiar? Very, all right. Guessing from context.
I'm sorry?
Guessing from context.
I don't know what that means, guessing from context.
Oh, guessing from context, so like kind of meaning where like they kind of give you a word And based on the context, you have to kind of guess what it means. But if you don't know it, it's totally good at all.
Very. No,
very
he
familiar?
Took Latin. He has a great grasp because he took Latin.
Wow, that's so cool. So what about reading recovery?
Very.
Textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell.
By who?
Fontes and Pinnell.
I have no idea who they are.
All right, no worries. Cite word lists or flashcards?
Yes.
Well, that's, would that be like very familiar, maybe?
Very.
All right. What about sounding it out?
Very.
Three queuing or queuing?
I don't know what that is.
No worries. And what about whole language?
Oh, very much so.
All right. Perfect. So from what you know, what do you think research has shown in the best or most effective ways to teach kids how to read? And would you say like queuing, meaning guessing words from context and sentence structures, or phonics, like sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Combination of both.
All right. So research has found that queuing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structures, does not effectively support reading progress. However, queuing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. So knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of queuing in some schools?
Not at all concerned.
All right. How much have you heard or read recently about the students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? Would you say you heard like a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing
great
at all?
Great deal.
Great deal. All right. So you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. So would you mind sharing what you have heard?
I've heard a lot of public school kids are falling behind since COVID.
All right. But a lot of public schools are falling behind since COVID. Since COVID. All right, perfect. So as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. So knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I'm not at all concerned about my kids' reading levels.
All right. So to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not. Would you say, like,
no
yes,
idea.
They are? No idea. All right. No worries. So do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. No worries. So, who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? And you can select all that you think are correct. So, the list goes school administrations, parents, state education officials, school districts, schools, or teachers?
All of the above.
All of them? All right. So, does your 10th grade child have dyslexia?
No.
All right. Does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, or sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Does your 10th grade child receive English services for English language learners, sometimes called an ELL?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
Not touching that.
All right, no worries. So now I just have the last two questions for statistical purposes. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
All right. Any others or just English?
Just English.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Master's degree.
Wow, congratulations. So last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally ballpark it, or I can give you kind of like ranges if you would like.
Over 300.
Over 300? All right. So finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02131.
All right, perfect. So sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview, and we would like you to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to reporters for this purpose. So your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. So would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
All right, no worries. Would you like to participate in the future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts in your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive $100 gift cards.
No.
No, all right, no worries. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
Bye.